Famed environmental activist Aaron Brockovich has been paying close attention to the village of Hoosick Falls. The presence of the chemical PFOA in the Rensselaer County community's water supply has grabbed national headlines and is now being investigated as part of a federal class action lawsuit. Brockovich, who met with affected residents in nearby Bennington, Vermont in late January, says she continues to be impressed by the volume and number of those speaking out.
I think it is fabulous. You know, I've been out working with communities for 20 plus years, and I think there's been a sense for some time with all of us that, you know, there's agency oversight, or maybe we get complacent and think that Superman's coming. And as we work more and more with communities and they wake up more and more and they realize, oh, wait a minute, this isn't happening, they become involved. And it's fabulous. I think there's a whole new social movement happening. And Hoosick Falls is going to be an absolute model for all of us, whether it be the students getting involved and getting the local politicians to listening and to them saying, this is our water. We have a right to know. We care about our health. We care about our children's future. And we're going to speak up and speak out. It doesn't have to be a blame game, but it does have to be transparency, information, and awareness. Because if we're not going to get the full truth, we need to find out the full truth so we can protect ourselves. And so there is great help there for Hoosick Falls. And it is fabulous to see them getting involved. And people are like this. Once they know, they will act. And we're going to see a movement across this country. I believe we're seeing it right now, where people want to take control of their health, their information, their right to know, so they can make informed decisions that are best for themselves and their family. So I'm happy to see that this is going on in Hoosick Falls.
We've seen this PFOA chemical that's in the Hoosick Falls water system and the town of Hoosick. We've seen it now in Petersburg, which is right next door, and we've seen it just over the New York-Vermont border in North Bennington, Vermont. So Correct. Do you think that this chemical, PFOA, is going to be looked into across the U.S., that it's not just going to be a regional thing?
It should be, yes. And we are also having communities now coming to us from Pennsylvania and communities coming to us from Colorado. And this PFOA, we're probably going to see popping up in a lot of other places. It is a chemical to be watched. I think that we need to take a look at the enormity of it and look again at what type, how are we going to fix our systematic failures where we have Safe Drinking Water Acts, where it's being violated. And we have all these regulations in place, yet people still aren't being protected. So what we need to begin to look at is where we can make the correction and have further oversight and further enforcement so we don't continue to have these problems. And that's of concern to me, that we have a national situation brewing clearly, and how we are going to, whether it be community by community or through a larger umbrella, begin to address our agency failures, where we will have the oversight so we can correct these issues before they become an issue. So PFOA is playing itself out. I hope not, but I'm afraid it could be across the entire country.
What do you think is going to happen to Hoosick Falls? Housing prices, the tourism economy, the population, mm-hmm. What's in store here?
Well, that is something that is scary to everybody, that we have seen in situations, even when I did my work 22 years ago, gosh, I keep dating myself, out in Hinckley, California, but what would happen to the property values? And I think that this is all the more reason we have to look at this at a larger scale, because it is affecting everyone. It is affecting housing. That affects the banks. That affects the economy. And begin to look at the connection and the importance of our water supply and begin to doing the work of preserving the Safe Drinking Water Act and having enforcement so we don't have to have these problems, because it all goes together. And I am glad to see that the GAC system is being put on and that we can begin a cleanup process. The quicker we identify it and deal with the issues at hand, the quicker we can restore the property values and the tourism. And this is what I like about the openness of it. We can't continue like our old practices to hide and to hide and to hide. So we don't have to face these crises, but we have to face them to get through them, to come out on the other side and have the healthy economy, the healthy property values, the healthy tourism. And that all comes from having assurance of healthy, clean, safe water.
Do you have any advice, personal advice, for anyone who's considering and debating whether to stay or to go?
Well, that's a decision that they have to make. We certainly want to let them know that their legal rights on what they can do about diminution of property values. I'd like to see a situation where, again, and I said, you know, the banks can somewhat be involved in this, where they can work with the people. So we don't have a situation until we can correct the diminution of loss and start moving forward from there. I think it has to be collectively with the banks and county assessors, tax assessors, the government, in seeing that this is a problem. And instead of seeing a flip and a lowering of tourism and a housing crisis, jump in here to help stabilize this until the problem is fixed. That's very important, and I think something that we don't always talk about or look at, but that should be looked at, is stabilizing the situation before you make a sudden decision. It has to be thought out. First of all, we need to make sure they have clean water. Second of all, we have to have further conversations about the diminution of property value, what it is or isn't, and involve everybody in stabilizing this community so you don't flip. I'd like to think that we look back on some of our past practices, even with the dot-com failures, and here they may see another crisis coming. Instead of responding and reacting too quickly, that we all come in together to stabilize the situation to benefit everyone. I think that is important. Don't lose hope. I'm seeing more hope than I've ever seen before because people are beginning involved again, and people are saying, this is our water, these are our homes, this is our livelihood, this is our life. We're going to command answers. We will hold people accountable, we will follow through, and we will make that change.